In the first reading today, we hear the words from Wisdom talking about Moses, obviously being applied then to an abbot, one who has to lead a community of people and the virtues that are necessary for doing that. That being the case, abbot obviously means a father. And so whether we're looking at a father or a mother, whether we're looking at a priest who is an abbot or looking at a priest or a bishop or whomever it may be that we're looking at, we have to be able to look at those same virtues. There are two that were pointed out with regard to Moses that were the most outstanding: his faith and his meekness. In fact, Scripture tells us that Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. He didn't start that way. You can go back and read what it says about Moses. I mean, obviously he had some anger. Remember, he slew the Egyptian and hit him. When he saw Zipporah at the well and the shepherds were giving her grief, he got angry and he chased them away. So he wasn't always the meekest man on the face of the earth. But he became that. We can even see how, remember when he came down the mountain with the Ten Commandments, got so angry, he threw the Ten Commandments down on the ground and broke the tablets. So how did God make him meek then? By giving him a couple of million people that were a pain in the back end to be able to deal with day after day. All their whining and all their complaining and all their nonsense. And it was a burden to Moses. And he even told that to God. And he told it to the people too. And yet, it was precisely in that way that God made him the meekest man on the face of the earth. He had to face the very cause of his anger and deal with it. So do we. Some of that's going to be your spouse. Some of that's going to be your kids. Some of that's going to be the other people out on the road. Some of it's going to be the cashier at the store. Some of that's going to be someone who lies to you when they're trying to sell you something. Whatever it is, all you have to do is look at yourself and say, what is it that makes me angry? Well, guess what God's going to do? He's going to keep dropping people just like that right in your lap. Because he hates you? No. Because he wants you to grow in virtue. What we would like him to do is take those kind of people away. Because then we wouldn't be angry at anything or anyone. And then we would convince ourselves that we actually are meek. Look at, I don't get angry with anyone anymore. Yeah, because there's no one there to get angry at. But when you're put into that same situation, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get angry all over again. That's why God is saying, all right, bring these things to prayer. Bring these situations, bring these people, bring whatever the case is that causes anger. Bring it to prayer. Yes, pray for meekness for yourself. But look at those situations with the Lord in prayer and ask yourself, how could I have handled that differently? And as you go through it and you recognize, I was doing okay up to this moment, and here's where I lost it. What could I have done differently at that moment? Look at even what you did, and you might say, well, but, you know, I could have used different words, or I could have used a different tone. Maybe I said the right thing, but it came out in a bad way with a lot of anger. How do I change the tone? What would that have sounded like? Maybe the tone was okay, but the words weren't. Well, what words should I have used? Those are the kinds of things that we can look at and be able to think about how we can handle this differently. Can you pray for the person? And if somebody out on the road makes you angry, pray for them. If somebody on the phone or a cashier or a salesman or whomever it is making you upset, pray for them. If it's somebody in the family, especially then you need to pray for them. The prayer obviously is going to help them, but it's going to help you. And so it's a matter of looking at how we can make the adjustments to learn to be meek. That's what Moses had to do. People like St. Francis de Sales, the same thing. St. Francis de Sales was known as a very angry man. And he became one of the meekest men around. And that's what he became known for, was his meekness. That means it's possible for you and me too. We live in a very angry world right now. There's a lot that's pushing at us. There's a lot that people are angry about. I can tell you from hearing confessions, it's one of the most common things that we hear. There's a lot of anger. For what? Of course, we always like to justify ourselves. It's righteous anger. Really? Not usually. Very rarely, in fact. But the Desert Fathers tell us that yes, there is indeed such a thing as righteous anger. However, it is so difficult for us to have righteous anger, they said it is better to never get angry at anything. Well, that takes care of our justification, doesn't it? Because if there is righteous anger, that is there only to motivate. In other words, there's an injustice that happened. The anger is there to simply light a fire under you to motivate you to do something to correct the injustice. But the correction must be done in charity, which means now you need to shut the anger down, switch gears into charity, and deal with the situation that way. And how many of us have that ability? Yeah, not very many. That's why it's better just not to get angry at all. That doesn't sound humanly possible. It's not. We need grace. We can't do this by ourselves. So pray for meekness. Look at those situations. Bring them to prayer. Start looking at what you can do differently. And don't blame everybody else. It's that person's fault that I'm angry. They did this, and that's what I got angry about. If you look at it from the other perspective, God allowed that precisely to help you to grow in meekness. So if I got angry, that's because I got angry, not because that idiot over there made me angry. No, no, no. This idiot is the one who was angry. So don't blame it on everybody else. Because if I'm the one with the problem, it's not somebody else's fault, it's mine. And therefore, it's not somebody else that needs to work on it. Yeah, people need to quit lying. Yeah, it'd be nice if people went the speed limit. Yeah, it'd be nice if people did what they were supposed to. But that doesn't justify our anger. So it's not their fault. It's my own, if that's the case. And it's not they who necessarily need to change. It's me that needs to change. And so pray for the meekness and look at how those changes can be made. And then begin to recognize that God is allowing those situations and those people in your life precisely to help you to grow in virtue. So rather than getting angry and complaining about them, rejoice in them, because they're the gift that God is giving so that you can grow in holiness.